Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 102. Bloom where the Lord has planted you. When we become a bit more mature than our youthful years, we can agree with the Apostle Paul, "I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think." When we overcome our pride and arrogance, that counsel becomes easier for us. But the rest of the verse is now our problem, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. It's comparatively easy to denigrate ourselves, to say with John the Baptist of everyone else, "He must increase, but I must decrease." We can easily consider ourselves less than the least of all saints, unprofitable servants, the chief of sinners. All that is healthful spiritual modesty. What's difficult is coming to where we think soberly about ourselves. We're neither somebody great nor are we everybody's doormat. Where are we? Who are we? Oh, God. Give us common sense. Teach us how to avoid pride yet hold our head high, to be what you have ordained us to be, and to be happy there. Not to be more, nor to be less. Regarding that measure of faith that he has dealt to us, the Greek word is metron, a capacity for faith. It's not impossible for anyone on earth to believe, have faith in Christ and be saved eternally. God has given you the capacity. Now open the closed door of the heart and receive as much of the faith of Jesus as you want to have. Then hold your head high in healthful humility as you bloom where the Lord has planted you.